Allegations of a so-called ghetto party at Fairfield University in Connecticut last weekend have received national attention. A ghetto party is a theme party where students dress in costumes and act out stereotypes of urban black youth. WSHU's Katie Toth reports these parties have a history on campuses across the country.
When Aaron Gurley started his master's degree at Boston University, he was pretty focused on his work. But he'd hear about students holding ghetto parties at other schools in the city. Parties where probably white people were dressing in costumes from the hood or acting like gangsters. And when he heard about these parties, he was kind of relieved.
In a way, it was weird. It kind of made me feel better about my college, that we weren't sort of uniquely racist or anything like that.
Gurley's black. Before he moved to Boston, he graduated from a liberal arts school in Missouri that he loved, a school where he saw this kind of party for the first time.
I remember thinking, well, this is a little sketchy. I'm not quite sure if I want to be involved in something like this. But at the same time, I specifically remember feeling like it would not be appropriate to say that. It was a place where I didn't feel particularly comfortable talking about race, and particularly about anti-black racism, being one of only a handful of black students on campus. That in particular made it something that I just kind of didn't want to have to deal with, unless it was something really over the top.
An editor for the Journal of Blacks in Higher Education says he's been documenting racist parties like these since the 90s, when Gurley started school. So this isn't a new phenomenon. A more recent incident happened in 2013. That's when a mostly white fraternity planned a so-called Hood Ratchet Thursday party on Facebook at the University of Michigan. School administrators stopped the party from happening, but not before the event went viral online. It said rappers, thugs, and basketball players were invited, and it used phrases imitating African-American English.
Leading up to that point, there seemed to be like a spirit of students of color being kind of fed up with a lot of what's been happening on campus.
That's Dan Green, a second-year master's student in social work at Michigan. Green was a senior when he heard about the party. He already remembered racist stereotyping at Michigan, like his friends being treated like they weren't as smart as their white classmates, or...
Hey, are you on the football team here? That's one assumption that's getting made for me that I get a lot, like, what sport do you play, or things like that.
But when this frat party got planned, it touched a nerve.
This was kind of like a tip of the iceberg. It wasn't just like, oh, this one thing happened, but other than that, everything's fine. It was like, okay, this is enough is enough.
Elijah Anderson is a sociologist at Yale. He studies how people treat public spaces. Anderson says universities can sometimes feel like these cosmopolitan canopies where everyone feels welcome, until they don't.
The canopy is a beautiful place, but there are these fault lines, you see. And the fault lines, from the point of black people, our experiences, these moments of acute disrespect. And black people oftentimes refer to these as in moments.
In moments as in N-word moments.
Now, they don't tell their white friends about this usually. They communicate this to other black friends or whoever. But everybody knows the in moment. And it's no fun. Because one of the things the end moment tells the black person is that you don't belong.
The parties may not have changed, but what has changed is how some schools are reacting to them. Remember Aaron Gurley, the guy who saw these kinds of parties in Missouri and in Boston? Well, by the time he was getting his PhD, he was at UC San Diego, where a fraternity was planning another ghetto party. It was 2010. It became part of a string of racist incidents on campus. And this time, students fought back with widespread protests.
It wasn't just a protest of the party. The party was just sort of the thing that kicked off this other series of events.
It's not just in San Diego. A month after the University of Michigan shut down the ratchet party that was going to happen there, black students started a hashtag campaign to talk about being black at Michigan. And they made a list of demands for the administration to become more inclusive. And in the past 5 years, students have been slammed by national media for hosting racist parties at schools like UCLA, Arizona State, and University of Pennsylvania. Gurley thinks,
we've kind of turned a page in terms of the way that the American mainstream thinks about race now.
Fairfield University had a forum this week to talk about racism and diversity with students on campus after allegations that its students had a ghetto party in a beach house off campus. The president has said that the reported party, quote, perpetuated racial stereotypes that have no place in our community. The administration says they're still investigating what happened. Katie Toth, WSHU News.